Personally, I'm going to just very quickly say, I think voters don't care about this. I don't. And I thought his wife handled it well. I have others. I had an argument with Amanda this weekend. She doesn't like the Nazi tattoo. She doesn't like this. I feel as if the husband and wife are working it out, it remind me a little when Hillary Clinton did, should I stand by my man when he had those Jennifer Flowers things? Reminds me a little bit of that. Turned out to be a pretty good president. I don't get bothered by it as much. None of it. I think he's as Amanda Littman correctly said, he's someone who had a drinking problem as a Marine, probably got that tattoo, has some mental health challenges, which he's trying to overcome, marriage problems, which his wife is insisting they're going to counselors and overcoming.
Every election is a choice, not a marriage proposal. We're not hiring a priest. We're hiring a senator. Do you want to make sure that women's rights aren't continue to be rolled back? Do you want a more responsible economic policy? But we're going to talk about fucking tattoos and sexting. I mean, the obsession with personal purity has become a luxury belief. And it, folks, if your house is on fire, you don't ask whether the firefighter has problematic DMs. Are we going to continue to have one strike and you're out? I'm a Jew. I don't love a Totenkopf tattoo. Okay, if he gets drunk one night and gets a stupid fucking tattoo, the fact that he's trying to protect our liberties the next day and might be blown up by an IED, he gets a hall pass.